If you're listening in stereo, this should be coming in your right ear and this in your left. Do not listen to this compact disc while driving or operating machinery. Only listen to it when you can safely sit back and relax completely with your eyes closed. Regular listening of this CD will ensure your success and accelerate your results. Now remember, whenever you bring patience, persistence, or presence, which is gentle, non-judgmental, self-honest awareness, into any area of your life, that area will automatically begin to transform itself, even if you don't know exactly how or why at the time. And if you haven't discovered this universal law of nature yet, you are about to. Now, hypnosis is a lot like watching a really good movie, so make sure that you're in a comfortable position where you can remain still and motionless. The more still and motionless you remain, the easier it will be for you to relax. I want you to focus your attention, use your imagination on the following suggestions I'm about to give you. The more you do that, the better it will work. Each time you repeat this process, the suggestions become more firmly rooted in your mind. After listening just a few times, you'll become a natural at entering the state of hypnosis. And lastly, have fun with this. Always assume you're getting exactly what you need, and whatever level of relaxation and focus you reach today is what's just right for you. Let's begin. Notice your breathing now. As it is, the sensations you feel as the breath comes in and the breath goes out. Breathing is the doorway between the body and the mind. It's also the doorway to your unconscious now. You can control it when you want to, and then when you let it go, it just keeps on going naturally without even thinking about it. Take a deep breath in now. Now hold it. And let it out very slowly now, as your body relaxes, as you listen to my voice. I want you to continue to take some deeper breaths now, breathing in deeply. And then exhaling slowly. Breathe in deeply. And exhaling slowly. Now as you hear my voice, and continue to just breathe in deeply and exhale slowly, you are opening the door to your unconscious mind, and you can enjoy the pleasant feelings of relaxation that pulse through your body as you breathe in and out. And as you allow this pleasant feeling to begin to take you into trance now, don't go into trance any faster or slower than is right for you right now, knowing your unconscious knows this familiar feeling. Because whether you're aware of it or not, we go into trance all the time. Whenever you drive your car, and your mind wanders, or perhaps you get absorbed in a television program, or a project, or just as you're falling asleep at night. Trance is everywhere, and it's a familiar feeling that naturally occurs with the gentle movement of breath in and out. Take a deep breath and relax. And as As you continue to breathe in deeply and exhale slowly, you are learning to relax. And at first, you may be more aware of some things than you were before. The sounds in the room, the sound of my voice, and thoughts or feelings that may drift through the mind automatically, and that's fine. I'd like you to start by putting your attention on all the muscles in your feet, and I want you to imagine all the muscles in your feet relaxing now. A liquid relaxation flowing through your feet. And as you imagine them relaxing, you will find they will do so. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly now, listening to my voice. Now I want you to imagine that liquid relaxation flowing up to your calf muscles and relax all the muscles of the calves. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly now. Now allow that feeling of relaxation to flow up to the thighs and relax the thighs. Let the legs become very heavy and relaxed, almost as if they were sinking into the chair. From the tops of your thighs to the tips of your toes, your legs are relaxed now. Warm, liquid relaxation pulsating through your legs. Now allow that feeling of relaxation to flow up to the stomach muscles and relax all the stomach muscles. Let them become loose. Now allow that feeling of relaxation to flow up to the chest and back and relax all those muscles, moving up to the shoulders and from the shoulders down to the arms, the forearms, the hands, and even the fingers. Relax. Now, put your awareness back up to the neck muscles, the left side of the neck, the right side of the neck, relaxing up to the jaw muscles, the facial muscles around the eyes, the forehead, and finally even the scalp muscles, relaxing. Now, as you take a deep breath and go even deeper, start counting backwards in your mind now from 200 to 00, 199, 198, 197, 196, 195, 194, 193, 192, 191, 190. That's right. Just keep counting. And if your mind drifts or you lose your place, that's okay too. Just start counting again wherever you think you left off. And if you stop counting altogether, that's okay too. Numbers can come and go, just like your breath. And as you go deeper
and deeper into trance now. You can just notice the sensation of relaxation. Thoughts may come and go, and you can just notice them or let your thinking drift like a leaf passing in a stream, just floating by one after the other as you and your naturally slender and fit self just observe the sensations of relaxation.
Imagine walking along a mountain path on a beautiful summer's day. The air is crisp and clean, the breeze gentle and smoothing, and as you walk along, you can smell mountain sagebrush and pine. The scent reminds you of how much you love this land, preserved in its natural state, healthy, vibrant, alive. Before long, you come to an opening and you soon realize you are at the peak. It is a familiar place that you have come to many times before. And there is a hand-carved wooden bench nestled under long limbs of a mountain pine. And it provides a warm, sheltered place to rest, overlooking the vast valley before. As you sit, you are filled with a deep sense of appreciation for the wise words you heard many years ago from an elder in your village. Once just a child of a villager yourself, you are now the ruler of this land, and all that you see is yours. You have worked very hard, very patiently and persistently to receive these spoils, but it is worth it. And as you gaze upon your kingdom, you can see many farms teeming with crops and bountiful with life. There are many rivers flowing freely through this land, providing the villagers with all that they need. The crops are healthy and thriving, and so are the villagers who live there. They go about their days in a relaxed and easy fashion. They live an honest life. They work hard. They have a positive attitude, and they are grateful for the abundance before them. But you are reminded of a time and a place where this wasn't so. Many, many years ago, there was a valley, very similar to this one, on the other side of the Great Divide. That village became full of chaos and upheaval. The rivers were polluted, the crops poisoned and destroyed, and the villagers were so stressed and unhappy, always feeling pressure, always fighting each other for what little resources they had. You remember the tale of how this came to be, and it has served to remind you every day to never let this fate become your own. You will never allow this to happen to your kingdom. You see, before that village fell into such a sad state of disarray, back when there were only just a few settlers in the beginning on the land, they were in a hurry because the winter was setting in, and they decided that they would have no rules, no regulations. They didn't want anything getting in their way, and it was important to them to do whatever they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. They lived on impulse without ever being questioned. So when they had a whim, they acted on it without any thought or care to the consequences or the long-term effect. If they wanted to build something like a tall building, they just did it. And they didn't care about where they put it, how tall it was, or how it affected the rest of the villagers. In the beginning, they just thought, there's plenty of room, it doesn't really matter. And if they wanted to eat and drink the day away and not tend to their crops, they just did, because there seemed like there would always be plenty of food around. If they wanted to throw their trash into the river because they didn't feel like dragging it out and putting it someplace where it would be less detrimental to the land, they did. And they didn't worry about how that would affect the water they depended upon so much, because after all, the water was so clean, so clear. But over time, as more and more people moved in because there were no rules, things got more and more out of control. Eventually, there were too many people getting sick from all the trash that got into the water, from all the chemicals that seeped into the land. And the people that lived there began to get sicker and sicker, and soon became too tired to clean, too tired to maintain their land, to drag their trash to where it was safe to dump it, or to tend their crops the way they needed to so it could thrive, or even care for it at all. Finally, the whole village died off, and the land was abandoned. What was once a beautiful valley teeming with life had become a wasteland. Now take a deep breath in, feeling the gratitude for what you have, for being alive, and for the opportunities you have before you. Let it out slowly now, and be thankful. Feel thankful. You have worked hard to make your land beautiful and healthy, and you will continue to do so in a relaxed and easy way, because this yields the best results. Take another deep breath in, deeper, and let it out slowly now, letting your body just relax completely into the chair, going deeper and deeper now, down, down, down. Now as you look out over the valley, amazed by the health and beauty, you are reminded of one particular woman in the village. Now this woman, a gentle soul, has the most beautiful garden that you have ever seen. Every plant, every fruit, herb, and vegetable looks so healthy, it's almost like magic. Everything is perfectly spaced, balanced, and in its place. And even though the whole village is blessed to have deep, rich soil, plenty of water and sunlight, this woman, her garden was beyond extraordinary. She served as an example of what was possible, and it was clear that it was filled with love. The villagers would often ask her, "You have such a beautiful garden, the most beautiful garden in the whole valley. What's your secret to such a thriving, bountiful garden? So healthy and fit." So she would invite them in, make them a dish of fruits and vegetables from her garden that was so satisfying, so filling, so satiating, that they would go into a trance. After I got my property, I also realized that I could plant everything I wanted. There just wasn't enough space for all the fruits and vegetables and herbs that I liked. So I had to make some decisions. I had to decide what to put in and what to take out. And I made a list of what I loved most, and I focused only on that. I began to focus only on those fruits, vegetables, and herbs that I enjoyed most. And it took a while to get good at it. It did. Growing, cultivating, producing the crops that I wanted. And I made a lot of mistakes along the way, but it was worth it to me. because I knew how happy I'd be when I figured it out. And after trying the first time and learning from my mistake, then trying the second time and learning from my mistakes, and then trying the third time and learning from my mistakes, I got used to making an effort and learning from what worked and what didn't. Sure, it was easy to get discouraged from time to time, but I knew what I wanted, and I got used to making an effort and learning from what worked and what didn't. And over time, it got better and better, better and better, better and better. And before long, I had the best, most flourishing, healthiest garden in the village. As you take a deep breath in and let it out slowly now, you can feel your body relaxing more and more now, deeper with each word you hear and each breath you take. Now, because you have decided that you want to be fit, trim, and healthy, you automatically will be successful. You are in the 1% of people that think about their future, what they want, and that means you will succeed. You will achieve it. This you will do. This you will do. See yourself feeling amazing because you are eating slowly, savoring each bite, and then leaving food on the plate and pushing the plate away from you. See yourself fit, trim, and healthy, full of energy and vitality, because you automatically do this easily and effortlessly at each meal. At first, it took a little practice to remember. But after a short period of time of reminding yourself, it has just become something you do. Part of who you are now, like something you've always done. Anything else, gluttony, overeating, or eating just anything because it's on your plate, would feel so unnatural, so uncomfortable, and so unpleasant that it would immediately serve to remind you that you could never live that way again. You are a fit and healthy person. You know you'll never be able to eat all the food in the world, and you'll never be able to eat all the food people will give you. So you must decide. You must choose, and you must carefully choose what and how much you will consume. And you are careful to make sure it is supporting you having the body you desire, want, and deserve. You are honest with yourself about what and how much you are eating, how it affects your body, and the long-term effects. When you think of your future self, you find it so easy to eat only what you need and to leave the rest on your plate. Simply push it away and feel great because you are in control. You have the ability. You have the desire. And so you are in control. See yourself leaving food on the plate, pushing the plate away from you, feeling full and satisfied with just enough food. Then forgetting about food, because you put your attention on other things that interest you and bring value to your life. Food really doesn't bring any real value besides tasting good. It just helps you get by. So you eat what you need and you get the results you want. And then you put your attention on other things that bring value to your life, that interest you, to make you feel the joy of living. Sure, you know the pleasure of eating. You've experienced the pleasure of feeling full, but you don't know the pleasure of leaving food on your plate, of pushing it away. You are no longer at the will and the mercy of what is on your plate, or how much a restaurant decides to give you, because you are in control. And only you know what you need, and you are becoming more and more aware, more and more aware of what you don't need, and an expert at what is just the right amount. Now, there may have been a time in your life, perhaps when you were a child, when you were told to finish everything on your plate. And there may have been times long, long ago when times were tough, or there was so little food that eating everything on your plate made sense. Back then, it was the right thing to do. But that is no longer true today and hasn't been for a long, long time. Portion sizes in America are getting larger than they've ever been before. So just as it used to be important to eat everything for your health and well-being, it is even more important now to only take what you need and to leave the rest, to push that plate away. You now comfortably leave everything on your plate that doesn't belong inside you, that doesn't agree with you, and you can feel wonderful about that because you know that you are protecting your health and well-being by doing so. We live in a very different time than we did many years ago. Portions now are larger than they've ever been before. Even governments have had to come in and tell people to make them smaller. You now only eat what you need or want and leave the rest because you enjoy that sensation of leaving room in your stomach so you can feel good when you get up from the table and walk away. You enjoy the feeling of leaving food on your plate and pushing it away. You enjoy saying no thank you. Now, in some countries, it's considered an insult to eat everything on your plate. And it's polite to leave something behind, because it means that you are finished. You can now consider it an insult to your health to eat everything on your plate. The reality is, 99 times out of 100, there's too much on there, or there's something on that plate that really doesn't belong in your body. So you no longer eat everything on your plate just because it's there, especially when you are served something that is simply not worthy of being in your body. And let's face it, far too many restaurants will serve you food just because it's cheap and easy. Your body is not a trash can, so there is no need to just dump in whatever is laying around or because it has fancy packaging. Your body is a temple, and so you only allow very special things to enter your temple. Your body is a sacred place, a sacred garden, and you are the designer. You are the caretaker. You are in control. So now, as you relax more and more with each word you hear and each breath you take, you relax more with each word you hear and each breath you take. And the woman said, Now that I know what to do, it's just so easy to keep this garden going. It's so easy to keep this garden going. I love it so much. It's so enjoyable to be in. It's so enjoyable to be here every day. I can see myself doing this easily for the rest of my life. And I have been doing it for many, many years now. Now, as you stand there on top of this mountain and remember this woman in this valley, thriving, doing well, living simply, because she is doing what works. She is keeping it simple, and she is showering her crops with love. You are reminded of the difference just one person can make. And here you are, looking over what you've created, feeling the cool air on your skin, the warm sensations of gratitude welling up inside of you, feeling blessed and thankful for the opportunity to live fully. And you reaffirm your decision today to make the most of every day, to live a life of health, wealth, and success. You are a good person. You deserve to be happy, to be grateful, and to appreciate what you have. You are a good person. You deserve to be fit and healthy and to have the body you desire. So it is so easy and effortless to make better decisions every day. The only decision you have to make is that you want it and that it's important to you. And you make that decision right now. You reaffirm it right now. Always learning, always growing, always making adjustments so that it becomes easier and easier to enjoy life in a relaxed and easy fashion, healthy, happy, and vibrant. Feel your chest rise and fall now with each word you hear and each breath you take. Each word you hear and each breath you take as you go deeper and deeper now. Down, down, down. Now as you stand there, an eagle passes by. Now as you go out 6 months into the future and look back to today as the day of having made these changes, notice how much easier it is to eat right, in the right amounts at the right time, to maintain the body and the mental state you desire. Notice how fun and enjoyable it is to exercise regularly now. Enjoying the weekly schedule that works best for you and leaves you feeling wonderful, energized, and focused. You live a focused life now. You know what you want and you go for it. You are taking action every day because you know what you want and you are going for it. It's so easy and effortless because you know what to do. You know what you want and you are going for it. See yourself reaching your goals. Make a picture, a movie in your mind now of you reaching your goals, reaching your ideal weight. See it, hear it, feel it now. Feel it in your bones. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 all the way up to 5. And by the count of 5, the eyes will open only after you've made all of the adjustments inside to feel great about the changes that you've made here today. If it is time for you to sleep, then sleep. If it is time for you to wake up and to face the day in a positive, relaxed, and easy fashion, then you will do that. One, having more energy than when we began now. Two, realizing your success is ensured because of your own needs and wants. Three, excited about the future. Four, waking up now. Five, eyes open, refreshed, and awake, and ready to meet the day.